Food and beverage importers are expressing concern about high inspection charges and double payment of monies to Food and Drugs Authority and the Ghana Standards Authority. The situation is not only frustrating the importers, but forcing some of them to relocate to neighboring countries. Radio Ghana finds out from the Public Affairs Manager of the Ghana Standards Authority, Dr. Kofi Amosambidiaku, who expressed disgust about the situation. He called on the ministers in charge of the two bodies to, as a matter of urgency, meet to redefine the roles of the Food and Drugs Authority to ensure that importers are not overexploited.
Food and Drugs Authority comes under Ministry of Health. Ghana Standards Authority comes under Ministry of Trade and Industry. I am humbly suggesting that the ministers responsible for these areas at their level must resolve the issue and bring the two bodies in. That is the only way to resolve this issue peacefully and also in the interest of the nation. Because as a business person, why should they pay double for the same services? It is very, very unfortunate. It goes against their interest as business people. And we should not sit up. We should rather be ashamed of what is going on. Using turf wars to rather kill business in this country, it is shameful. And we must all realize that this sort of thing should not be allowed to go in.
What will you suggest to the powers that be now so that urgent attention is taken over these issues so that we don't have that hangover of businesses sending their wares back to Burkina Faso, Togo, and the neighboring countries?
I would want to appeal humbly and respectfully to our Minister of Trade and Industry and also to our Minister of Health to deal with these two agencies. There is something we call National Quality Infrastructure, which refers to systems and processes set up in countries to ensure that the right procedures are followed to guarantee quality. The National Standards Authority is always one. Then around it, we have regulatory bodies, because National Standards Authority and regulatory bodies must work hand in hand to ensure quality and protection of traders and of also final consumer. Unfortunately, that national quality infrastructure, though in existence, has not been developed up to the level where it is. So there appears to be duplication. Food and Drugs Authority going into areas that Standards Authority thinks is their preserve, and so on and so forth. In any case, Ghana Standards Authority doesn't have any problem with other regulatory bodies, NPA, EPA, Energy Commission, and so on, apart from Food and Drugs Authority. So what is the problem? We need to look into it, and I want to appeal to our two honorable ministers to, as a matter of urgency, deal into the matter within the shortest possible time.
That was Public Affairs Manager of the Ghana Standards Authority, Dr. Kofi Amosambidiaku.